Broadsheet Radio.
Pals, how's it going? We are back with a wee Christmas jingle, aren't we?
Oh, we are. I can tell you what's under the kilt if you want to know.
It's shared history under the kilt, as we all know, don't we?
It is indeed. But you know what I have under my kilt, Adam?
What?
I'm not.
Don't say mistletoe.
Well, sometimes you really have to ask for what you want for Christmas as directly as possible. No, just, you know, like a wee banoffee pie. I don't know.
I like the first pronunciation, banoffee.
I don't know where I've not watched nearly enough Great British Bake Off to know where to put that emphasis.
Banoffee.
I was going to say that I had a Krenakin under, but I couldn't figure that one out either.
Yeah, like
it's dessert.
Krenakin.
See, if I had gone with the bad pronunciation of banoffee,
yeah,
put it on on the krenakin. I'm already lost.
Krenakin. It's like a, is it like meringue and strawberries and stuff?
I don't know. I'm over here where that's not a thing. Our desserts are all just like candy canes and everything is just like peanut brittle and peppermint bark. And
you guys do like to stick peanut butter in like everything.
Listen, it's good.
Look, I'm not saying it's not, but like when you've got it all the time. I remember being in in San Francisco and I was in the shop and I saw a Twix and I was like, oh, well, it's a Twix, peanut butter Twix. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Why not?
I know, exactly, right? You're like, oh my god, that sounds amazing. But then we don't get it. We don't get it over here.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for your loss. Maybe I can find them and send them to you. I don't know if they exist all the time.
Well, I don't know either.
I also highly doubt that they're vegan. I do know.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, I don't think they'll be a vegan ones.
I doubt that like the chocolate in any mass-produced candy is actually chocolate. So there is a chance that like it's one of those things where it's like, this could be accidentally vegan, like the apple pies at McDonald's.
Yes.
They're not vegan by design. They just happen to be vegan because
it's like, oh, well, yeah. That's a
only vegan thing happy in America. Ladies and gents, friends of all ages, but hopefully adults because we have salty language. Welcome to another episode of Under the Kilt. We've missed you, and we're between seasons, but we thought we'd bring you this very special holiday gift. You can't see us, but we are holiday gift wrapped, if you will, right now.
Is Christmas jumpers aplenty?
Mm-hmm. Adam is wearing a Die Hard jumper, and
I
am
the best
wearing
Christmas movie.
I agree.
Think ever made.
I'm wearing a Grinch. Well, and I don't even really love I like the animated Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Is that the Benedict Cumberbatch one?
Oh yeah, definitely No, the original. Get out of here! How dare you? I forgot that there was a Benedict Cumberbatch one. No offense to my dear friend Benny, but hard pass. Because I'm a Grinch and I don't like really Christmas music. I don't like most holiday desserts or dishes. I get exhausted after one holiday party. I'm like one and done. That's all I need.
Right. Okay.
She's going slowly insane, so we're going to welcome her on. We don't have a guest for this episode, but we are inviting our producer, who we usually leave in purgatory, Kathleen, to join us.
Kathleen.
Ooh, keep going, please.
Do you know what? It's just lovely seeing your faces.
I haven't seen you in so long, except for on stage when you were getting shot in the head and you were getting hit in the head with the back of a gun.
Yeah.
And it was sad. But first,
violence
hold on.
Against Adams and that.
What? You were just dying left and right. But
now we're talking about the Almeida production of Macbeth that we all enjoyed from the comfort of our jammies.
Beds, yes.
Yeah, the live stream, which was a new experience.
It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. I still think that and Blackwatch still to this day. Like, strange that you're in both of them are two of the best things I've ever seen.
Stop it.
I know. Just, you know, it was just amazing.
A common denominator here. But because of that show, we haven't seen Adam in so long.
So long.
And we're trying to nail down guests for season two, but because the majority of them are like actors, trying to nail them down is being, well, it's near on impossible. So we thought we'd have a Christmas special where it's just us.
What's that? What's that? Lyric from Sound of Music? How do you catch a cloud and pin it down? That is often misheard as how do you catch a clown and pin it down?
I know, it's what I still say.
That's the direct rhyme would be, how do you catch a clown and pin it down? That's what it's like, trying to wrangle actors to do anything. And we can say that because we are actors.
Yeah, but we're not calling them clowns. We're not actually referring to them as clowns.
So here we are with a tasty little holiday bonus episode for you. We all have our hot beverages. We all have our holiday jumpers on. I like to imagine that we're all by a fire. None of us are, but we could be in our minds.
I mean, I've got my heating on, and I'm hot as
I'm sweating to death
beside sitting beside a fire.
Oh my goodness!
But because it's a special episode, we're not just going to talk about like one specific thing from history. Instead, Kathleen and I are just going to keep asking Adam questions about holiday traditions in Scotland. And Adam's going to tell us about those. Because I'm going to start us off. What is a hogmanay?
Hogmanay.
What is a hogmanay?
So it's our New Year's Eve. It's like you guys call it New Year's Eve or whatever you call it.
That's how we sound. Yes, it is.
I don't know why I kind of said it like that. But what do you call it? What do you call
it? New Year's.
New Year's. Okay. New Year's. So we call it hogmanay, and it's from a French word, which I'm not entirely, I think it's like pronounced like hogmanay or something. And we've taken,
well,
like
all canon.
like all Scottish words, we take from French, like, you know, cundi, which is from conduit. I think it's hogganin. I don't know if I'm not pronouncing that right at all. Hogganin or something. It'll be.
I mean, the instinct to just remove the H is appropriate.
Yeah, and it's like it just means like the last day of the old year.
But there are gifts involved, right, in hogmanay?
Yeah. So listen, this is a conversation I had with my friends in February. One year when we were at school, and we actually asked each other with a little bit of concern in our voice, which was, when do we stop saying Happy New Year to people? Because in Scotland, we like to keep it going. Like, so when I lived in London, we went out for hogmanay, and it was literally over in about 15 minutes. And to have a bunch of Scots down in London, and we were going up to people going, hey, Happy New Year, like strangers, and they're like, looking at you as if to say, right, mate, but that was like 20 minutes ago, so why are you still kind of, why are you still excited? And because when I was growing up, it went on for basically all of January. Like friends and family still.
Every time you saw somebody for the first time that year, or
yes.
Just every time you saw anybody?
Every time you saw someone, either like friends or family, you wished them Happy New Year, and sometimes that went into February.
That's fair. I feel like actually saying Happy New Year probably putters out about a week into the new year in the States, at least in my experience. But like, if you don't, here's the thing. I try to plan my New Year's festivities and also the beginning of my January with the intention of not seeing anyone for days. Like that gap between Christmas and New Year's, first of all, those days don't count. Those days don't exist. They're a beautiful black hole of time where you don't have to put on pants and you don't have to wash your hair if you don't want to. Nobody expects you to be anywhere.
And so then, just a regular Tuesday, right?
Yeah. And then you have New Year's Eve. And so you probably have plans on New Year's Eve, but you probably don't have plans on New Year's Day unless you work in the service and hospitality industry. And then there's a lot of people brunching. But I just know that because I literally started a new brunch serving job on New Year's Day, and it was my first time working at a brunch place. And I was like, this is a lot of pressure. But I would say like 2 weeks in to the new year, I probably stop saying the full phrase of Happy New Year when I see someone for the first time. I might instead say something like, oh, how's the new year treating you? Or how was your holidays? Or how was your new year?
Except not the last, I'd say like the last couple of years. It's just kind of like, we're out of this year. What horrible hell, what fresh hell does this next one bring?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's you'll say Happy New Year to someone, end of January, and they're like, yeah, Happy New Year. What did you get up to? And then you've got to regale your hugmony. Well, what happened was we went up, and then the next minute you're just talking about all the parties that you've been to and catching up with friends and family. But what I've been asking my friends and family, and not actually knowing the answer, was how come we do celebrate Hogmanay or New Year longer than Christmas? And I didn't know this. I found this out literally today, but I never knew that Christmas had basically been banned in Scotland for 400 years.
Why did they do this to you all the time?
Yeah, it was reintroduced. Listen to this. It was reintroduced as an official public holiday in 1958. Then Boxing Day fell in line in 1974. Now, the reason was for like four centuries, right, after the celebration of Christmas fell victim to the Protestant Reformation. And they were like, this is a bit too Catholic for us. So they just banned it. So that's why Scotland, I think that's why, because like even back then, Hogmanay was celebrated way more than Christmas. Mm-hmm. And that's why there's so many different words for Hogmanay, New Year, Yule, etc. Yuletide is basically the whole time that you celebrate something. So like, that's why I think Hogmanay goes on forever.
Yeah. That is so wild. So a couple of years ago, I was planning a trip that was going to have me in the UK, or at least just in Europe, for the holiday season. And our plan was originally we were going to land in London and then go north. We were going to land in London and then we were going to go to Scotland for sure, probably to Ireland. I have a friend who lives in Glasgow who isn't Adam. I have another friend who lives in Glasgow. And he had just recently moved there with his wife and was like, oh, yeah, come visit. You can have, like, we have a guest room. You can stay here. And the plan was to be in Scotland, was to be in Glasgow for New Year's, not realizing, knowing nothing about Hogmanay. And then my poor friend Paul, who is not Scottish, he is American, he has a Scottish wife, was like, so apparently New Year's is like a bigger deal than Christmas here. So you could come to Scotland and stay with us for Christmas, but apparently our guest room is spoken for and or out of commission for New Year's because my wife's entire family and network of friends and everyone will be doing things. And I was like, got it. And that was the first I had ever like heard of Hogmanay, and this was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But we wound up going instead to Paris and then Barcelona and spending New Year's Eve in Basque country, but
bit different trip, bit different.
Still fucking amazing. But that was the first time I'd heard of it, and it was just being like, oh, I guess you guys go real fucking hard for New Year.
Yeah, we do. And there's this beautiful tradition that we have on Hogmanay, and is that you all take turns about each year to go outside. Now, it's a bit lonely when you're on your own and you look in the window and everyone's like, Happy New Year, and like hugging each other, and you're just kind of standing outside. You miss that bit. But everyone takes a turn, takes a hit. But you get sent outside with a calendar or like a box of biscuits or something. And then at 1 minute past midnight, you get invited in. So the first person over the threshold of your house in the new year is someone who you know and trust and love, and they bring a little gift, and that's supposed to like bring good luck, and it's called first footing. And I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it.
I've heard of it, but very recently, because I think it was in something that I'm gonna go ahead and guess that I was reading one of Claire's books, and it was mentioned in one of Claire's books. I'm gonna guess that that is why.
Claire S. Duffy
is
referring to. Well, I think that is a kind of lovely tradition.
What kind of gifts have you received? If has people done the first footing crossing over into your house?
Usually calendars, which, as you'll know, I don't use.
Yes.
But
what are the...
This is our way of letting everyone
know. You mean your diary, correct?
That everyone who's ever given you a calendar know that it's a shit gift to give.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I hang it on the wall, but it'll be January for like half a year.
So the idea is that like the first person to like bless your home, essentially.
Yeah.
And cross the threshold is like a friend or a family, a loved one, instead of like a fucking tax collector.
What happens if it's not a loved one and like circumstances, something happens and some douchebag walks over it first? Does that like curse your house for the year?
What happens if I run over and I punch the person who was supposed to be the first one in right before they walk in, and then I walk in and I'm like Kool-Aid Man, like, oh yeah, fuck your new year.
Natalie, I'm getting our tickets now. 2022. This is how it's coming in at Adam's house.
It's fine. What we do is we would take you into the back garden and just hit you
kill
with a stick.
Oh yeah. That's right. I was like, let's make your children cry too. I don't think
it's
that's
like
a good
it's
idea.
Called the Hugmanay Pinata for the stranger for the stranger who bursts through your door uninvited.
Yeah, who usurps the assigned first footing. We've jumped ahead of ourselves though, because I had a lot of questions about New Year's. So you can keep telling us about New Year's, and then we'll go back in time because we have the power to do that.
Yeah, of course.
And we can talk about Crimbus.
Yes.
Crimbus.
So is Yule? I always thought that Yule was Christmas. Like, I thought if you wished somebody like a happy Yule or blithe Yule or whatever, that was happy Christmas.
Yeah, but it can also. I think it also means like that whole season, like that whole moment, which is like from usually, I think it's 25th of December to about the 6th of January, officially.
Oh, that's funny. So what I call the dark days that I enjoy not putting on pants.
So I think...
Recovering from the holiday drinking.
Yeah. I mean, so do we, do you know? And...
I thought you guys keep going like the Energizer Bunny. You're just fueled with whiskey.
And like, you know, Die Hard really kind of gets you pumped up, and you want to just run about in the cold in your vest.
Yeah. You know what? The holidays really, holiday movies really make me want to just walk on bare feet on glass a lot. Like, that's my favorite holiday tradition.
But just don't shoot the glass, Natalie.
Shoot.
Oh, eh? Shoot the glass.
Thank you.
I love that film so much.
So if Christmas is like kind of the lesser deal, What are like the Scottish Christmas traditions? Like, what are the signature baked goods? I feel like we over shop. That's an American thing in general. There's too many gifts.
Yeah, but remember though, we kind of, for some bizarre reason, a lot of countries are trying to emulate America.
Don't recommend it.
No, I know, but like when it comes to, you know, consumerism and, you know, even you going back to Halloween. Like, we don't, that whole Halloween thing, that's with the pumpkins and stuff. Like, we used to, traditionally in Scotland, carve turnips. Yeah, neeps. And we would go guising, not trick or treat. We would go guising, that's what we would call it. And so all that's been kind of like diluted down, and we've now got all this kind of Americanisms, and that goes through the whole Christmas festivities as well. It's all about consumerism, baby. You know, it's like just buy.
Buy NSYNC.
I know, that's what I was going to say. Wayne hate me, but I ain't no lie.
I'll tee them up.
So, oh, thank you. Oh my God, thank you.
No.
Fun fact, not the holiday we're talking about, and I can't remember the specifics of it, but I recently learned that the kids going door to door asking for candy aspect of Halloween, so costumed like trick-or-treating, was originally organized basically by a grumpy old lady in America who was sick of kids just running around getting into hijinks and being little hoodlums on Halloween. And so she organized like basically a town costume parade with candy stops or whatever. to be like, please stop egging my house. And that's where like the super modern trick or treating comes from, was her and like, I think it was like the 60s or 70s being like, let's do this, town children. And then everyone was like, yes, candy all the time, gimme.
Next year we can have the All Hallows Eve Halloween episode, and we'll bring Nicola and Claire on and just talk ghosts.
Yay.
Ghosts.
Oh, here. Listen, I think we need, because it's been a few weeks. It's been a good few weeks / months.
Yeah, it's been
months. I think you're going to be fluent in your Scottish accent. It's going to be beautiful. So proficient. It's going to be like speaking to a sibling.
Oh, we are really talking this up.
Isn't that right, Nat?
It's going to be the Christmas gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, the dramatic pause is just building me up to just know that it's good.
Kathleen, why don't you tell our listeners what my line is and why when you texted it to me, I texted you back, oh, fuck you.
Adam will enjoy this, I know. Today's, I'm doing a holiday-themed quote. Mm-hmm. From a dear and beloved Christmas movie. Uh-huh. From the 1988's Die Hard, today's quote is, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yes.
You've heard so many Scots say at least the end part of that. I figured that would help you out.
I'm wearing a Die Hard jumper. It's beautiful.
This, so. You could also do it Alan Rickman doing a German accent. Doing it.
I've got faith in you.
Listen.
Short, sharp, boom. Skadoosh.
She's going and getting into character, everybody.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Because listen, I didn't think
that... Oh, she's got an explanation already.
Our listeners... Our listeners may not ken. It's been months since I've had today's Scottish accent. I didn't think I can say anything. Let alone something as American... as yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
It sounds like someone put a little more effort into her explanation of the quote than the quote itself.
Can I just say?
Such an American, what Scotsman has ever been, like, walked into a bar and been like...
I'm sure Adam, who's wearing a Die Hard jumper, says that every Hogmanay when he walks into a room.
Can I say, the second attempt at that yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, was brilliant.
Because I needed the lead-in of something that isn't yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah. And here's my critique. too much energy being spent on the inflection going up, whereby you just went, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, the second time. Sounded brilliant.
Brilliant. Scotsmen do say it all the time. We just heard Adam say it.
No, we've talked about this on the podcast before, where you choose, there are lines that you've chosen.
No one had an English accent.
No, that either are delivered in your zeitgeist of your brain with an English accent or a different accent, or are such American dialogue.
That's the point of the game. That's why the game is so much fun. Also, I did this 100% on purpose.
Yeah, I know. I had a feeling it was going to be a diehard.
Well, it was that or shoot the glass, but that would have been way too easy. You want to do that one too? You want to shoot the glass?
No, because I can't say that without going, shoot the glass.
Yeah.
Adam, want to take us out with a shoot the glass?
Shoot the glass. Shoot the glass.
Yeah, but it sounds better as Gruber.
It always sounds better.
Shoot the glass. I think that was a brilliant effort considering it's been months. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
I was so fucking angry about it. Because I was like, well, the yippee-ki-yay, you just aren't going to be putting anything on that.
Yeah, yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay is yippee-ki-yay in any accent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yippee-ki-yay is really the phrase that really brings us all together. It's the universal language is yippee-ki-yay.
And then you just want to do the motherfucker is like, just hit it. But I thought that was a very good effort. Thank you. Well done.
I'm still trash. Back to the episode.
So, like, food-wise, though, I don't know, like, well, I mean, I guess it bleeds into Hogmanay. So our foods that we would eat, like, traditionally, I mean, we eat lots of things the same, similar to what you guys eat. But, like, I suppose we've got, like, haggis and shortbread. Trifles were a thing when I was growing up.
For those that don't know, though, can you please explain haggis?
Oh, haggis. Yeah. Okay, so when I used to eat traditional haggis, it's basically oats and spices and like cereals mixed with meat and then packed inside a sheep's stomach. And it's like tightened up so it looks like a ball. And then you stab it and slit it in half and then squeeze out the innards.
This is very violent.
Yeah, but you can get vegan ones now, so it's all good. Which is basically the taste of a haggis is all the spices and oatmeal and stuff that's in it.
Yeah, really. It's the part that's making it weird and gross is probably just texture and the fact that it's in a sheep's stomach.
Yeah, I know.
just a casing. It's like a sausage casing, yeah. Essentially.
Yeah, essentially.
Oh, I was going to say, for us, what's a trifle? I know, because I watched Great British Bake Off, but like...
Well, trifle is like, it's like... sponge, jelly, custard, and cream layered. It's kind of like a lasagna.
A dessert lasagna.
Yeah, a dessert lasagna, and it's topped with cream and sprinkles. Sometimes you can soak the sponge in alcohol.
Sometimes. Only sometimes. Yeah.
And, and you know, it's kind of like it's got a tiramisu kind of vibe to it, but a tiramisu has got less stuff in it. So a trifle is like when you scoop it out.
A heavy, wet tiramisu.
Yeah. So it's got sponge and jelly and custard. Well, that's certainly what I remember. So every time I went round to, like, Christmas and Hogmanay, there was always a massive trifle. Like, a bit, and you used to have, like, and your nan or your gran or whatever, be like, have some more. And you're just, like, sitting there, literally, like, if I eat any more, I'll just spew it all up. Yeah, so
delicious.
It's like, eat more! we've made loads! You know, excess, which is what we all do, right?
It's the season of eating.
Indeed. And
yeah, we just started it over here with Thanksgiving, which everyone just forgets about because it's a trash holiday. But yeah, lots of food, all so much eating.
There's also like a, soup that we eat traditionally. And you only hear about it every now and then. I don't know if you guys get it. Kokoliki? Kokoliki soup?
No. Leaky cock soup?
Kokoliki.
That sounds like something Natalie would try to make when she was little and be like, it's kokoliki soup.
Yeah.
And it would taste like dirt.
Because it would be mostly like dirt.
Dirt.
I was really fancy. I was like, I'm not making mud pies. I'm out here making dirt soups.
Kokoliki.
Free to say. Kokoliki.
Yeah, it's like veg. It's like, I think there's lots of different variations on a theme. You know, like people go, that's kokoliki, but someone, like her kokoliki will be different from his kokoliki, but they're both kokoliki. Mm-hmm. God, see, saying that word over and over again, it just sounds weird.
Loses any meaning.
It sounds Hawaiian.
It's like your brain's like, what are these letters?
Yeah, we have soup. Natalie and I have soup Christmas, but we celebrate Ukrainian Christmas Eve, which is traditionally all vegetarian, and we have borscht, so that's a good time. We don't do the normal Christmas stuff. So like when normal people, when people say things like, oh yes, are you gonna have your big like Christmas roast and everything? And I'm just like, oh, we're done at Christmas Eve. Like Christmas Day is although now that we're married, we all have in-laws, it's changed. But back in the day, Christmas Day was just you open the presents and you hang out and do nothing because we spent everything on those 12 courses the night before of stale bread and honey. And borscht and varenike, it's a good time.
And then if we went to our grandparents, our non-Ukrainian grandparents on Christmas Day, we would sit in a corner and still be digesting all of the food that we ate last night.
Yeah.
Dressed up very fancy.
Dressed up nice in a food coma on a couch.
Well, that's what we all have in common.
Yeah.
Well, we usually would turn the night before into almost like, it was like an unsaid competition between like us and our Ukrainian cousins. Like just... Natalie and I used to do, I know this is supposed to be Scottish Christmas, but I just thought it'd be fun to participate. Natalie and I started somehow doing theme dresses at some point.
Well, it's really difficult to decide what to dress, what to wear for Christmas Eve. And you know me, I'll go hard for a theme party anytime. Mm-hmm. If you give
so what did
me
we
an
do?
Assignment.
We did silver and gold one year.
Silver and gold.
Was that on purpose? There was one that wasn't intentional. And then we were like, we're going to do leather and lace. And our mother was
very
horrified at this concept. She was very nervous. Nally wore a leather skirt. It was very tasteful.
Oh,
I
yeah,
had a lot of lace on. Good. We looked amazing. That's probably the best I've looked at any Christmas.
We did a red and green one maybe one year. I can't remember.
We did blue. Was it something borrowed? Something blue or something ridiculous?
Oh, we did.
Ridiculous?
I think it was. I think it was.
Because I wore a blue dress.
Yeah. I think that was like maybe the like year that you got engaged or something that we're like.
Weren't we going to do something like horrible, like cowboys or.
You want to do Cops and Robbers this year?
Yes. We kind of slacked on it lately, but it just confuses everyone. And I mean, Natalie and I one time wore each other's freshman year homecoming dresses to Thanksgiving just because we were bored. So, but you don't. So this is what you wear, right, Adam? You've got you got your gown on every Christmas.
A dressing
gown. Your holiday
gown.
Dressing gown.
For your Yule ball, because Scottish Christmas is just Hogwarts Christmas, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's exactly what, it's the Brigadoon outlook, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's just that, and American women who just show up and happen to find this amazingly grumpy kind of person. Like, what's the Irish one that I love so much? The leap year with Matthew Good. But yeah, that's what happens, right? Like, that's what I'm expecting. I don't know what happens when you're married and happily married and go to the UK for a holiday. Take up residence in some sort of stranded hotel with a bunch of fun people.
Of course, because that's just what happens in Scotland.
It happens now. It's just the magic of Scotland.
Yeah, it's like as soon as you land, you hear bagpipes constantly on the wind.
I know. And everyone sings at the pub.
You know, everyone and everyone's like, okay. And they don't make any sense. And it's just,
this is my dream.
Like clearing their throats.
This is my dream. I just found you too late in my life. I was already married. And now we can't escape, so I can just show up.
Should I leave?
No, well, you're coming too. We've already discussed this. Like, anything ever goes wrong, Natalie and I are on our first flight.
This is a weird, the way that you said that makes me think that it's a weird, like, polyamorous relationship with incest involved.
We're literally sister wives.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Adam's like, I did not sign up for this. I didn't.
Should I leave?
Actually, Adam, yeah, it's probably better. I looked up other first footing gifts because I was interested if people got things other than biscuits and candles.
Cool.
Or calendars. And now I want to know what a black bun is, because that is also apparently a popular first footing gift.
Yeah, is it a hard fired bun? I think.
That's what I call my buns.
Oh, no.
You know what? It's an old-fashioned traditional thing, and I don't think I've ever had one.
We should have had Adam go out and get all these things and have them and eat them in front of us.
Okay, I'll just go down their shops on the corner. They've got it all. if I went into Sainsbury's or Asda and asked for them, they'd be like, what? What is this? The 1950s.
show up in your tartan.
I looked it up. It's raisins, currants, almonds, citrus peel, allspice, ginger, cinnamon, and topped with pastry.
It sounds like the Scots basically...
They just put a bunch of shit in a bowl, bake it, and call it a thing.
Well, it sounds like the Scots basically did what the Ukrainians or whatever, the Eastern Europeans did, where we just like, this is what we have, we're throwing it together, like, kutia, delicious. Yeah. Kutia, wheat, honey... Raisins,
nut like walnuts.
Do you know what that sounds like? That sounds like the clouty dumpling,
poppy seeds, you're
but
right.
Without a case, without a pastry case.
No, it sounds very good. Other first footing gifts could be coal if you're a dick.
No, that's for the fire.
Or cold. What if you're cold?
That's
for the fire, right? You come in with a bit of coal.
Who decided that? Like, who decided that coal was what you get when you're bad? Because considering, like, back in the day, like, you probably didn't really want it.
Considering the entire inciting incident of a Christmas carol, pretty good gift.
Yeah. I don't understand why it's bad. Because I would be like, I'm freezing here alone with, like, little Rizzo the Rat. Because that's the only Christmas carol that matters, is the Muppet Christmas Carol. But
yeah,
coal's not bad. I don't understand who decided that coal was, like, a bad thing to get.
There you go.
That's another episode, I guess. We'll figure it out.
And then I feel like something, first of all, what the fuck is Boxing Day? We'll talk about that too.
Yes, please.
I don't really understand what Boxing Day is.
I think it's something to do with religion.
No. I wanted it to be fighting in the streets.
And that is the vague answer. No, I think it's something to do with the Boxing Day. The church used to give gifts to like the children, like who were like deprived and like maybe like homeless people and stuff. That you would be given gifts.
Yeah,
and it was, like in boxes.
Gifts to the poor, but like, what is it in like? What is it? Does anyone do anything for modern day, or is it just? Is it basically
no, Boxing Day is like for lying about in your jammies and watching more Christmas films.
Yeah. Okay. Because to me, it's like Boxing Day, the day that you take back all of the gifts that you didn't like and return them.
You and I thought very differently because I legitimately, for a very long time, not recently, but just thought it was like, I'm just imagining you all like beating the crap out of each other on the streets. Like,
hold
that's
on. Wait a minute. So you guys don't have Boxing Day?
Don't have Boxing Day.
No.
Because I think it's basically a shopping holiday in general. We do all of that on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm. Right, because we can't get rid of Thanksgiving fast enough.
We can't possibly get rid of Thanksgiving fast enough. No. Also, like I don't know, it's a holiday that like originates with like goodwill towards men and like being nice to poor people. That's not American.
Mm. Yeah, that's not on brand for us.
No, nope. Okay.
I just always get jealous when I see it on the like my company, the people that are in the UK office. I'll get it off, but. We're off for 2 weeks anyway, I guess. So we don't care. We don't want to specify
it's like,
days.
I don't care. It doesn't matter what. You don't need to give names to the days between Christmas and New Year's. That's just the dark times. It's just no.
Is it the 26th? Is it the 26th?
The day after Christmas, which is why I always growing up thought it was a day that you
box up all the stuff you don't
boxed
want.
Boxed up all the stuff you didn't want, and I guess
I like
maybe donated it to the poor,
and then you beat the shit out of someone.
Gifting. And then you beat the shit out of somebody who got the gift that you do want, and you take it from them. And that's Boxing
Day. Natalie, you would do so well.
You and I have been celebrating Boxing Day our entire lives, Kathleen.
Wrong, obviously.
Well, no. Well, we've been celebrating the violent version, because every Christmas...
Yeah, the made-up violent version.
Every Christmas, our mom will get us things that are, like, very similar, but then she always gives Natalie the one... Because I have reverse older sister, younger sister sibling syndrome, is what I call it, where anything Natalie gets, I want it, even though I'm the older sister.
Yeah.
And then I cry, or I'm not a good gift receiver. We'll say... That's the nice way of putting it, right, Natalie?
That's a very polite way to put it.
I don't have the ability to lie with my face.
If we had a bingo card for the holiday season for Christmas Eve and Christmas.
Oh no!
At our families, one of the squares would be Kathleen cried.
Well, cried because she felt. One year it was because she felt so. Why am I talking about myself in the third person? Is because I felt so bad that I didn't want something that mom and dad had gotten me, and I wasn't going to use it, and then I felt horrible, and so I just like exploded.
Actually,
but usually,
as I'm saying this, I'm realizing that for last year's Christmas, I did make a bingo card because we weren't going to forget.
You did. It was amazing. Yeah, so last year we had to do it all online, and so she made these amazing bingo cards, which, man, we should do that sometime with the three of us in all of our copious free time now, where, yeah, one of them was, like, Kathleen...
One of them was, like, Kathleen cries. About
Kathleen cries, yeah, and then... But usually what I've always said is that everyone should just give me their presents, I'll go into a closet, I'll open them and have my real reaction, which is usually, this wasn't on my list, or, like, this isn't the one that was on my list.
Well, see, going by Nat's Boxing Day, you could have just had a big fight in the street about it.
Yeah.
I know.
You know?
But that's the thing, is like our Christmas is about gifts because we're greedy little grubby children still. But
especially at 35 years old, yes. Mm-hmm. This big old child right here.
Huge child. I feel like there are other things that I've just like heard of. So there's like a Yule loaf or bread. A Yule loaf sounds like something that you need to do alone in the bathroom after eating.
On Boxing Day. I have ate so much. Here's the Yule loaf.
Can't wait to talk to you about my Yule loaf this year, Adam. That one I know. That one is unleavened bread. Okay. But there's other things that I've like heard of, and I'm going to admit that I've probably heard about them in like holiday Hallmark movies. What is a rowan twig?
Oh my god.
Do you even
know?
All right, I'm gonna
go. This has turned into Stump Adam on all things.
Listen, I said I wanted to start a bonus episode series of just me saying, what's this? About things that I've heard about.
What's a rowan twig?
A rowan twig. Burning a rowan twig. Oh, here it is. Other traditions include burning a rowan twig as a way to get rid of any bad feelings between friends or family. I think it's also...
Again, Boxing Day could solve all these issues.
We can really double down on Boxing Day.
Oh, God, I've never even heard of that before.
All right.
And is that a traditional thing in Scotland?
Allegedly, according to this website that just came up when I searched rowan twig, it's just something that I'd heard of before.
I mean, it's got... You can get them on Etsy, it says here.
Oh, no. Ooh, an artisanal twig.
Man, the kids are going to have a really traditional Scottish Christmas this year.
Yeah, you're going to burn some twigs. You're going to hang out in coal and be like, you should be happy. The Cratchits would have died for this. What about another thing that we don't do but looks like such fun in the films are little crackers, little poppers, poppers or something different.
Do crackers?
No, we do. My in-laws do. They do them, but they don't do it for like. I think they just do it because they're inexpensive at Costco or something.
But your husband also says cheers. So
yeah, we don't know. We don't know what happened.
I just always feel like you crack a cracker. And then that little tiny toy probably falls out into your mashed potatoes, and then you eat it later, and then it's in your Yule loaf. And that's
that's exactly.
Stop.
The magical that's a magical Yule loaf. That's what that becomes.
It's like
you're like, oh my God, that was a bit
now
prickly.
Now I'm just
coming
imagining
out.
what is it from South Park? Now I'm just imagining Mr.
Hanky.
Yeah.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo.
It's like King's cake. But it's whoever finds the tiny baby in their poop instead of in their
No, pump. Okay, you, we're done. We're done with this conversation.
We're done with talking about Yule loaves?
Natalie loves talking about poop more than anyone I've ever.
And Adam loves the Christmas poop.
Apparently.
So this
makes it's one of my favorite Christmas songs, Mr. Hanky.
I know.
Yeah, the cracker comes with a shit toy, a shit joke, and a shit hat. Now, I've got a very, very small head, even though I'm 6'4", people think my head's big, but it's actually quite wee. And none of those hats ever
fit me. A wee head and a heavy seat.
Yeah, I've got a wee head and a heavy seat. So like all I think they've flipped reversed. None of those hats fit me. They literally go straight over my ears and round my neck.
Us Mueller children have never had that problem. We got some big noggins.
Big old noggins.
Big old noggins.
Well, that's what you get. So crackers, and sometimes they don't crack. They just pull apart in a really disappointing way.
Just imagine you break it open, it's just, oh.
Yeah, like the cap. You know, the little cap that doesn't snap.
It doesn't snap. Does that mean, does that mean something?
No, it just means they're shit, cheap crackers.
I have a question about a food that Adam Robertson actually said that I just kind of like use context clues to assume. What's a stovey?
So stovey is corned beef, potatoes, and onions mashed together into a heap.
You usually have it with
oatcakes. Like, so you'll have an oatcake on the side. Usually you get it as your like second installment of food at a wedding. So you'll have like your... I mean, and Christmas and New Year, but stovies is like a... I think it was back in the day, it was like, what do we have? Right, we've got this corned beef hash meat.
Just lump it together.
Potatoes.
And
smash it all together with gravy and onions, and you've got this, like, just this filling lump of food.
And apparently it can be very messy, and your grandmother would refer to you as a slayster.
Well...
But that's at least that's what Adam said.
It depends how much gravy you use, because stovies can be quite not dry, but they could be quite... you could make shapes like you can like make them into a peak, and they'll just
sounds like
stay.
An experience that you're speaking from.
Yeah, I used to have loads of brown sauce on mine.
See, in America we do gingerbread houses, and in Scotland they just do sculptures out of their stovies.
Corned beef hash.
There sounds more fun. I'd probably do better at that.
Yeah, because the support structure is part of it.
Also, it's really not fun to do gingerbread like housemaking with when your brother and his wife are engineers.
Yeah.
And your husband builds homes for a living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't do really well as the like
your other
manager.
Brother-in-law is a designer.
Yeah, it's yeah. not like, it's not great. Yeah.
Just eat your stovies. Just eat them. Stop trying to build something really horrible.
There's a couple of new holiday things that I just remembered that are Scottish that touch on previous episodes.
Uh-huh.
Like I forgot, I always forget that Auld Lang Syne is written by Robbie Burns.
Yeah, Robbie Burns.
And, yeah, and sung all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what they're singing. Yeah, so I think we talk about Auld Lang Syne a little bit with Dr. Moira Hansen in episode 8. Mm-hmm. If you guys haven't heard that episode, we talk all about Robbie Burns. We learn so much about Robbie Burns, and it's baffling to think that there is still more to learn about Robbie Burns after listening to that episode.
And I even went, we haven't posted the photos yet, but I even went to, when I was in Atlanta, I made my poor cousins and their child drive through Atlanta until we found the Robbie Burns replica of his cottage that the Robert Burns Society uses to hold their meetings. And they have a lot of cameras and a lot of no trespassing signs that I pretended not to see.
And took lots of pictures.
And because I'm terrified of being arrested constantly, was very terrified.
Right. A perfectly rational fear.
Yep.
Another tie-in to a past episode, actually not a past episode of Under the Kilt, but a past episode of Shared History, perhaps the episode that launched Adam
and
I, launched 1,000 podcasts with Jack Loudon.
Uh-huh.
I think it's episode 50 of Shared History, if I might be making that up. Maybe 58. He talks about the Kirkwall Baugh game. He talks about...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're playing that, by the way, when we visit.
And that's a New Year's Day tradition.
Yeah, I mean, there's traditions. Like, for instance, in Dundee, where I'm from, there's like, so the River Tay, which is the main body of water right beside Dundee, and it's got the rail bridge and the road bridge that cross over into Fife. On New Year's Day, traditionally, the tide goes out, and there's these big beach flats that appear. And traditionally, in Dundee, back in the day, everyone would play football on them on New Year's Day. Not so much now, but back then, that's what... So every like little village and town or city or whatever have their own kind of tradition.
What is one of your favorites? What's like a favorite? What's a McNamara classic?
McNamara classic. But remember, this didn't happen when I was growing up. This was all way back in the day. History.
Yeah, I thought that was when you were growing up. Because you're old.
I am.
You have better skin than us and worse upset about it.
I know.
It's just water and veganism.
It can't be all veganism because you're only like a year and a couple months vegan. But
that's
what is
the solution to everything?
Holiday seasons are all about playing games and having a good time, shooting the shit with the fam. So we're going to play, Adam, we're going to play your favorite game and mine, Talking Scots.
Yeah, love it.
It's absolute favorite game. I feel like we've already been playing that game this entire episode because it's just been a lot of me going, I don't know how to say this. Also, what is it? But this is more specific. Adam, you have a word for us.
I do have a word, and it's a word that I've just discovered myself.
Okay, vicious.
Yeah. So I'm just going to say it. It might not even be the correct pronunciation, but let's just go with it.
Look, you know what? It's your turn to mispronounce something in Scots, though.
Okay. So I'm going to say a word, and you have to guess what it is. Okay. So the word is Childermass.
Childermass?
Yeah.
What's really frustrating about this is that I know that I have learned this before. Because the season
German.
One... The season one... Shared History finale is a brief history of Christmas, and I know for a fact that this came up in it.
Is it a mass full of children? I'm always going to give the obvious terrible answer.
I mean, that's what it should be. Just we keep them out of the main mass.
Just a children's mass.
Do you want a clue?
No, she hasn't even guessed.
Okay, I'm gonna, just from knowing all of the things that are like end with mass and whatnot, because I'm assuming that this ends with, this is ending with one S.
Yes.
Much like Christmas, and isn't there something that's a isn't there St. Andrew's Day also has like a something miss at the end of it, like a version of like Aldermiss or something like that, or Andermiss or something. Those are all, these are all technically traditionally feasting holidays.
Yep.
So I'm going to use my knowledge of history
that they're feasting on children.
That they're feasting on children, or that it's a bunch of children feasting. Or like maybe not like actual children, but like mentally or emotionally their children, like little sweet baby angels,
like Adam.
Yeah.
You know, I try.
So that's my guess.
Okay.
Wait, which part of the guess was your guess? The eating children or children eating?
Children eating.
Okay.
Children eating food.
Just youthful energy.
The youths. So do you want a little hint would be that it's a question that you asked in the episode earlier.
She has so many questions.
What?
We spoke about it in depth.
Oh no.
Is it
a Christmas? Oh, it's about beating children?
It's close.
Boxing Day.
Yes.
For children.
Yeah. Oh wait, no, I know this. Oh, I'm very excited. This is dark. I'm still confident that it's a feast or feasting holiday. But isn't it in commemoration of like a massacre?
Yes.
You seem surprised.
King Herod's massacre of children as he sought to kill Jesus.
So we were both kind of right, except he didn't eat the children.
It's named after the Feast of the Holy Innocents, and it's actually the name of Boxing Day, traditionally.
So what? I got it with Boxing Day. Ty, it's a Christmas miracle! You told me I was right earlier.
It was a commemoration of a massacre specifically.
But he said, when I said Boxing Day, he said yes, and then you just kept talking.
Oh my God, it's like there's going to be a massacre right now.
Boxing Day, all we're tied in. Ready.
I have a severe advantage in Boxing Day, Kathleen. You want to participate?
I'll just hire someone to beat the shit out of you. I don't know what to do.
Fair. That's fair. I think I've said it on the podcast. I'm training to fight Adam. He just doesn't know it.
It's a Christmas miracle. We're going to be there on Boxing Day. Natalie's going to take him outside after she has him walk across the threshold on Christmas. Yes. She'll have him do that.
Yeah.
And then fisticuffs it is. While she packs up all the stuff she didn't want for Christmas and sends it back to the stores with her other hand.
Festive fisticuffs.
Yeah.
All right. That's been another edition of Talkin' Sky. What is something in your family growing up that was like a favorite tradition or that you do now with your kids?
I love the first footing tradition. I just think it's such a lovely wee thing to do. And it's like, yeah, I'm going to keep that going in my family. I'll kick one of the kids out.
Give into them some the
cold. Get out right before midnight.
So a jacket and a hat. Just go like, wait, them wait up. There. You,
like, get outside.
Lachlan, get out. How early before midnight? Is that just like a couple minutes before midnight?
It's just
midnight?
A couple of minutes.
Give him the boot.
He's out there for 20 minutes, freezing.
But then
of New Year's Eve.
It's kind of a double-edged sword because you kind of go, oh, I'm missing the bells. And everyone's like hugging each other and kissing each other and everyone's having a great time. But then you get invited in about a minute later and everyone does the same to you. Like everyone, because they've already greeted. So you're special at that moment.
I see.
Is like the kissing at midnight thing, is that a thing everywhere? I don't know if that's...
Oh my God, yes.
Just a full-on snog.
Full-on.
Snogfest.
Like, and like strangers. Like, I remember growing up, I was
not now, I would hope.
No, well, obviously, before the global pandemic, you would go, if you went into town, you would snog like half a dozen people. Like snog, like full on snog. Happy New Year. There you
Sounds
go.
Sounds great.
Oh, those were the days.
Add it to the
single
plans.
Single New Year's.
or and not,
it's, and you
apparently.
Get a, it's a hall pass. It's a hall pass, to use one of your terminologies.
Yeah. What is I just because we were just talking about like little traditions in specific areas, and you mentioned the one in Dundee, and I had mentioned the Kirkwall ball game.
Ball.
I just found one that says in Burghead, or is it Burgheed?
In
Moray? I don't know how to say things.
You need to say them, Adam. They sound better.
There's something called the burning of the clave, which involves carrying a flaming tar-filled barrel through the streets on the 11th of January, which is Gaelic New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's right, because they're on a different calendar, right?
Yeah.
Like we're on the... What's our calendar?
The Gregorian.
Yes. Yeah. So they still work on the... I can't remember the name of it, but that other calendar.
We have old calendar and new calendar. Like Ukrainian Christmas is in January instead of in, it's probably the same day.
Yeah. I just like the idea of being like, Happy New Year. I'm carrying a flaming tar filled barrel of tar.
Oh, say barrel of tar, Adam. You like
barrel of tar.
Yes.
Barrel
it's better than tar. Barrel of lube.
Seems like it's harder to say than barrel of lube.
I don't know. I'd go with a lube.
There were so many barrels. Oh my god.
Listen, if there's one thing that I've learned about Scotland is we're just putting things in barrels.
Yeah.
Barrels are, you know,
bodies, lube,
can be used for lots of different things. Barrels, and they're also a great word to say.
They're a great word to hear, Adam.
Yeah.
I keep trying to redo it, but I'll say it and then I just sound like trash. It doesn't work.
No, you don't.
If we've
discovered one thing, it's the fact that you hate your own accent.
Oh my god, I hate it so much. I hate it.
Nah, you don't really care, right?
Nah, I don't really care. Kathleen hates the sound of her own voice, which is hilarious.
I really do.
But she doesn't shut up.
I know. Well, I don't have to hear it. You know, I don't want to hear it like played. Well, this is complete. Well, wow, I did a good job. I don't want to hear it played back to me. At a young age, I was told my voice was too low and that I sounded like a boy, and that has stuck with me ever since, because I have a different phone voice.
Meanwhile,
Natalie's is way worse than mine. But this
my
was
voice
when,
is lower. I had
yeah,
a
yeah, but this is when you had this is when you had like a this is when you had like the high pitched voice of like a little fairy child with a speech impediment. So like it was a little different.
Meanwhile, at the age of 12 or 13, I, a young lady, played the role of Fagin in Oliver because my voice was lower than anyone else in the casts, and I was the only one.
And it was amazing. Yes. Well, now I feel better because your voice is lower, but that's where it comes. I think that's where it comes from. But then also I hate the harsh A's and stuff that I don't think Natalie and I have it too badly.
Oh, but gosh, I don't have a harsh A at all.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to take a minute to plug something very important right now.
What is that Yuletide log thing?
God, no! You're the worst!
I'm
going
to go plug my butt.
Now we're talking about butt plugs.
Now we're talking about holiday festive
butt plugs.
It's a tradition.
Mine looks like a jingle bell. Listeners, this is a very special bonus episode that we're giving to you as a gift on our main feed because we miss you and we just wanted to talk about some holiday bullshit.
Yeah.
But there's a partner bonus episode to this that is available on our Patreon to our Patreon subscribers. So if you scooch on over to patreon.com/broadsheet, as in there's a wanted poster for you and you'd be on the broadsheets or whatever, Broadsheet Radio, on that Patreon, that is our network.
It's our new network.
Our new network. There will be a very special bonus episode where we talk about holiday movies specifically new hot, hot cinematic Netflix masterpiece, A Castle for Christmas with Brooke Shields and Carrie, I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Yules. It's Yules.
Like a Yule loaf.
No!
Carrie Yule loaf. So if you want to hear that,
sorry, Carrie,
go head on over to our Patreon and become a subscriber. We're hoping to bring you even more bonus content, but that is there for your enjoyment now. And also,
you will not be disappointed.
All bonus episodes, bonus content from every podcast on the network will be on that Patreon.
Yeah.
Because I was going to ask if you have a favorite. I bring that up because we'll talk about that later. But Do you have like a favorite like holiday special?
What's the band that you like that was playing for Hogmanay?
Oh, Nightworks.
Yeah,
Yeah,
you sent
they
me
do they
that
do
video.
stuff at on Hogmanay every year actually, and their music's amazing. I very much look forward to their stuff.
Are you gonna rock your new tartan? Sorry, not your new tartan, your new kilt this year for the holidays?
I don't know. I mean, it was you saw the pictures, right?
We're
Yeah.
talking about the kilt that Adam had. Adam, you can talk about it more, but Adam and Richard Rankin both had kilts made for them for Macbeth for opening
Yeah.
night, right?
So I contacted the company. They're called Prickly Thistle, and I just thought, they might want to do some kind of collaboration with us wearing something that they're already made, and they said that they would make and design a specific Macbeth kilt for us, and it turned out great. So the company Prickly Thistle are well worth checking out because they're pretty quite a cool company, I thought.
Not an ad, but would like it to be an ad.
Oh my
Reach
God,
out
yeah, it
to
wasn't an
us.
ad. It
Not
wasn't an ad.
sponsored,
It just
but
the
totally open to being sponsored.
Yes, please reach out
Oh my
to
God, yeah.
underthekiltpod@gmail.com.
You can also reach out to underthekiltpod@gmail.com with, I don't know, if you have other things that you know are Scottish that you want me to just ask Adam what the fuck they are. Like, we already covered what the fuck is haggis. Like, we're covered. Tell me what a hogmanay is.
Yeah, and I think the subject of the email should be what the fuck,
Yeah. Yes,
and then the
please.
body of the email like go into detail.
Or
I
literally just
really.
put a thing that you think is Scottish, and I will ask Adam about it, and we can put that in a bonus episode.
Yes. Yeah, we can do that. We can do anything.
I just like the idea of a bonus series where we just expect you to speak for all of Scotland and tell us what things are.
Yeah, and there'll
Exactly.
be Scots listening to this going, "What a load of shite."
Great. They can email us and they can come on and guest on the podcast
Yeah,
and
and
tell
they'll
you
they
that you're
can
a load of shite.
Yeah, and they'll go, "Yeah, what are you talking about? You're talking pish." And yeah.
Potential guests can title their emails, can write in their subject lines, Adam is gobshite.
Yeah, I'm a
Adam
gobshite.
isn't Scottish.
Yeah.
It's
It's
all a
all been a
sham.
lie.
Just pretend.
This is
Yeah.
just a great Dundonian accent that he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why he shits on everyone else's accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To
Yeah.
draw attention.
I'm method acting
It's so good.
for a
Very
part
immersed.
that a Dundonian's going to slip into.
He's
And
actually from
but
Croatia.
don't ask me to do my real Croatian accent though, because that's going to be
No, you're really you're very in character. You can't break character.
I can't ever. This is it. This is me. This is me now. But people need to know that we're gearing up for season two, and we are approaching people to come on and guest. And I think it'd be quite nice for people who listen to the podcast to even suggest some guests who we
And
can
tag
then reach out
them
to.
on the
Yeah.
Yeah,
social
yeah.
medias.
Tweet at us or comment on something on our Instagram and tag the accounts and the handles of folks who you want us to try and get, and we will
Yeah.
try. We're making moves.
Yeah,
Making
absolutely.
moves.
And the best
And
gift that you can give us this holiday season is to rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, because we're on our own feed now.
yes.
You can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You know how to do that. That's a thing that people can do. And I always like to take a minute, especially in the States, as a person who doesn't have an iPhone and doesn't listen to podcasts on Apple Podcasts, I used to always say, well, I can't rate and review my favorite podcasts because I don't have an Apple device. I'm going to go ahead and say that's some bullshit, because if you've ever owned an Apple device, and even if you don't, you can still make an iTunes account. So I am able now to rate and review my favorite podcasts because I remembered that I have an iTunes account from when I had an iPod in high school and college.
Well,
Do the work, people. Do the
I've got a
work.
Sam's I've got a I've got an Android phone, and I've got Apple Music on it.
Yeah, you can do it,
There are no
friend.
Put
excuses.
your
No
back into
excuses. Now
it.
we're shaming you into
No excuses. Rate and review like a champion, because that's what you are. And we need to hear from you.
Yes.
So you can tweet all those things at us or DM all those things at us at Under the Kilt Pod on all of the social medias. And by all of them, I mean Instagram and Twitter. And you can send us those emails with your what the fucks to underthekiltpod@gmail.com.
Please, yep. I love emails. Send me your emails.
Love an email. We love an email with a subject line that like lets us know what where it goes. We love an organization.
Or not. I'll take any emails at this point. Just mystery. No nudes. No nudes, line. Please.
Yeah, no nudes.
Sorry.
No nudes, no Yule loaves. That's where we draw the line. Yeah, and subscribe on Patreon to get our other little holiday gift to you over at patreon.com/broadsheetradio. All of these links are in the notes. Until next time, Adam.
Yes. Stay breezy, brr, because it's Christmas.
Yup.